two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Scattered cloud, 74 degrees.
And early delays northbound I-15, North Salt Lake. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says it opposes a proposed rule here in Utah that would ban conversion therapy. In a statement, the church says it's concerned the rule is ambiguous and overreaches. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live now. Kelly, break down why the church opposes this.
Yeah, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Jeff, is not against banning conversion therapy. However, in a letter to the Utah Division of Occupational and Professional Licensing, the church says it's opposed to the current rules being drafted because they believe they're too vague in key areas and don't give enough accommodations for people's religious beliefs, for example, on issues of children's gender identity. It's unclear what the church's opposition would do, with gay rights groups and the public mostly supportive of the changes, as well as Governor Herbert's earlier commitment to base any on science. Now, gay conversion therapy has come under fire in recent years, with many people saying it's abusive and ineffective. Live at the state capitol, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And thank you, Kelly. The two Salt Lake City mayoral candidates agree on one thing, this issue of conversion therapy. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Jeff, Aaron Mendenhall calls the practice of conversion therapy, an abomination. She wants it illegal in Utah and says if elected, she'd advocate for the permanent ban. Luz Escamilla's campaign told me she stands with the LGBT community against the practice. We're waiting on her official statement. Last night, the last question of the Democratic debate asked the candidates about an unlikely friendship. Bernie Sanders said it was his work with conservative Utah Senator Mike Lee.
And Mike understood, although he and I disagree on everything, that the U.S. involvement in the Saudi-led war in Yemen was a catastrophic disaster for the people of Yemen.
He said the two were able to get the votes to get troops out of the area. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A Utah Highway Patrol trooper is being called a hero today. Nick Wyatt is here with the story.
Yeah, Jeff, that trooper performed a truly amazing rescue early this morning. Trooper Ruben Correa responded to a call of a vehicle that was on the UTA track between Pages and Paris Lane in the Centerville area. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with that.
Upon arrival, Trooper Carrera found the man inside the vehicle unconscious, apparently suffering from a medical emergency. With a front-runner train barreling down, he was able to get the man out to safety just seconds before the train annihilated the car.
Amazingly, both the trooper and the man were uninjured. The House is making it clear how it feels about President Trump's decision to leave Syria. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
The conflict in Syria.
And Nick, today the House overwhelmingly passing legislation that condemns President Trump's withdrawal of American forces from northern Syria.
Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the joint resolution is agreed to.
The withdrawal has led to new attacks in the region, including the targeting of Kurdish fighters who helped to beat back ISIS. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the vote should help pressure the White House to take action to correct the situation.
We're going to make a strong case that he's got to fix the mess up that he made, the huge damaging mess that he made.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney is criticizing the president's decision. He says the administration should have negotiated with Turkey before the pullout, and that sending VP Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo to talk to Istanbul won't necessarily fix things.
I think at this stage it's trying to cover ourselves as well as we can and look like we're being tough and we're putting sanctions on Turkey and so forth. It's all well and good, but the reality is the decision was made by this administration, which has led to the Turks going in to Syria and wiping out our friends, the Kurds.
And just a few minutes ago, China's UN ambassador saying that it's in the general interest of all countries to stop the military action in northeastern Syria. He made the comments after the UN Security Council made no call for Turkey to end its military offensive against the Kurds. It instead issued a brief statement expressing concern about the dispersal of terrorists from the region and the humanitarian impact. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
All right, thanks, Maria. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The GM auto worker strike appears to be coming to an end, both sides reaching a tentative contract deal today. The month-long strike will still likely last a few more days until union committee members take a vote. A first grader in Wisconsin lost his tooth and then actually lost the tooth. And his principal saved the day. He wrote a letter to the Tooth Fairy to certify that the first grader did indeed lose that tooth. The boy lost it while playing Gaga Ball. I'm not sure what that is, but it's where players hit a ball at each other with their hands and are eliminated if it hits them or below the waist. The principal thinks the kick, he probably swallowed it when he kicked it.
Sounds plausible. Hope the Tooth Fairy stepped up.
Hopefully so. KSL News Time 3:05.